Hi, I'm Bob Burge from University of California in Berkeley. I was SED at Los Alamos, as were some of you, and Harry Peshkin, I think, mentioned the fact that 2 weeks before the bomb was dropped, they burned Tokyo and killed more than 100,000 people, and nobody seems to remember that that was going on and was going to keep on going on if the bomb hadn't been used. As an SED, there were some funny things which haven't ever been mentioned around here, which might be mentioned. In the barracks where we all lived, there were coal-burning pot-bellied stoves every 50 feet or so in the barracks, and that people started using gasoline or some other fluid to start the coal burning because it was very hard to get it going. And finally, the powers that be decided that no flammable material should be used to start fires in the dormitory. But anyway, the other thing was I worked for Kirst and Neddemeyer, who were testing the implosion method. We had mock-ups of the bomb, which were using uranium instead of plutonium, and they were setting these off about once a month and taking a picture to see how big the compression was, and they would measure millisecond by millisecond. Once a month, they'd move another millisecond, and they would set off these bombs. And the Kirst Betatron only worked when the frequency was at 60 cycles because it was a resonant circuit. And sometimes it drifted down as the power pulled down the generators in Albuquerque. And so they fought with a guy in Albuquerque about keeping the frequency at 60 cycles. And he finally said, you know, it's a long way from Albuquerque up to Los Alamos, and maybe it drifts down as it gets up there.